Justin was telling the creepy story.
Yeah. And then you were like,
oh.
Hey, we started already.
Oh, hey,
everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast. It's episode 25, also aka Corrine's birthday episode. Woo! I'm Jeff.
Not Justin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Corrine.
And here we are.
We don't have Justin today.
Justin, I just want to tell you that I'm going to miss you when things get uncomfortable tonight.
And we made a pact to not make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, me and Christine, a.k.a. Mom and Dad, will try not to make it uncomfortable. Yeah. So, right out of the gate, I want to go to a topic that I had remembered this week to talk about, and it directly involves poop and corn.
Oh, that's right. You brought
so,
it. Yeah.
Me and Christine, when our love was young and on fire, like, which it still is, it's just a different fire. It's like burning fucking hot right now. Like when you stoke a stove.
Sorry, Corrine. Sorry if that made you feel uncomfortable.
That doesn't make you feel uncomfortable.
This is gross. Stop talking about it. Ew.
Anyway,
Mom and Dad have sex?
When we met, it was like starting a fire with gasoline. Now, we've stoked the stove, and it's just emanating, radiating heat like the sun.
Okay, back to corn.
It's like a nuclear
side
plant.
Story. It is like the core of the nuclear reactor. We got a barbecuer.
Yeah.
And so we were barbecuing steaks, and like we were eating like... That's why I weigh more than I've ever weighed now, because love also brought food.
Yeah, it does. It always does.
It brought food when it came. Yeah. So, I got corn on the cob,
corn on the cob.
We shook the corn, and she was on charge of corn, and I was made steak,
we had
dinner, like it was fucking awesome. So, I don't know if it was the next day.
It was the next day.
Next day, like I went to take a crap.
Yeah, and there's corn kernels in it.
No.
Was
like,
it gooey?
My poop came out, and then it was hanging out of my butt.
Oh my god, you
and I had to reach down and pull it out. And I thought that there was worms.
He's like, I have worms.
Oh my god.
Like, literally, you know when you pull, like, hair out of the sink and it's like strands
yeah.
and then a chunk.
Well,
that was my crap.
My cat. Like my
crap
cat
was
a turd.
Hey, I'm talking. My crap was a wind chime. Like it was string poop,
yeah.
string poop, string poop.
Okay.
I had to pull it out with my hand.
And he was convinced he had worms.
You guys didn't do a very good job husking that corn.
Well, yeah, that was
yeah,
my job.
Totally not from the corn belt, the two of you. Justin, once again, we miss you.
Don't include me on the
show. We could
thing.
Have, I'm sure Justin and I could talk. We could probably talk about corn for a whole episode. I know.
That was not me.
I'm a big corn fan. Ohio
well, I will...
grows the best sweet corn. Nothing compares to it. You've never had it as good as you've had it here.
So what's the best way to make sweet corn?
Okay, well, first off, the best and most important thing about sweet corn is you have to eat it, like, immediately after it's harvested, which
okay.
is why you never buy sweet corn from the grocery store, because it's probably a couple days old.
Yeah.
So really, like, fresh corn that is freshly harvested, like, you pick it off, you don't even need to cook it. It's that sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
But I'm a good old-fashioned person. I don't think it needs any, like, anything too exciting. I like to throw mine in a pot of boiling water just to get it hot, and then butter, and I do salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I don't grill it with, like, lime and...
No, we don't. We just do butter, salt,
that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Well, I will say, so then, reverting back to the worms, he was convinced he had worms for about a day. And then we finally put two and two together that it was the soak in the corn. So then the next time we had corn, I was like so careful.
Yeah.
Like pulling the silk out with the tweezers careful.
Well, I would just like to say that I've been eating corn for years. And never have I had that happen. Because when I shuck corn, I don't fucking leave silk in it. Okay?
Well, I am now a more cognizant shucker.
That is really crazy. Have you ever actually had worms before?
No. But I've seen pictures.
Yeah, and you're like, this has got
to worms coming out of assholes, and I was freaked out. I was like Daisy Fuentes in the fucking Celebrity Ghost Show.
I was freaked out.
I was all freaked out.
You don't know what we're talking about, but it's an awesome commercial.
Yeah.
Remember Daisy Fuentes?
Yeah.
She is on, there's a show on the Travel Channel, Celebrity Ghost Encounters.
Okay.
And it's just, it shows, it's talking about the show, like Celebrity Ghost Encounters, and it's celebrities and their ghost encounters, and it's showing stuff, and then it's just Daisy Fuentes' face, and it's just her going, I was all freaked out.
She sounds like
That's
of hearing.
And so it sounds like she's deaf. I was all freaked out.
So for hours, like,
and I know she's not deaf.
Oh, yeah. So now
come on, Daisy.
Like, something pops up, we're like, I was all freaked out.
That's the best you've ever said it.
That was really good. We love, like, that's something we do, like, a game we play. We always, like, bring stupid commercials, like, into our lives. So there's this one.
Because, wait. Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty, 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 liberty. Anyways, there's this one commercial. It's for freaking, like, toddler diapers. It's like, I'm a big kid now.
Yeah, I can pull them off and on.
Yeah, I can
Mommy
pull them
wow.
off and on. So one day we
it's like, I'm a big kid now. I killed a man.
So one day we were watching it, and I was like, I shot a man. I'm a big kid now. So we just, like, make up our own lyrics to, like, the commercials. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
I love commercials. What's the other one I always sing?
Called JG.
Oh, yeah,
Network.
That's it.
Yeah, but you didn't sing that until I brought it.
I like, you know which one I like? Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your carpet cleaner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Carpet cleaner.
We should sing Steamer.
This is sponsored by Stanley Steamer. Commercials are fun. What an awesome job. Just to, like, write commercials.
Did I do steam cleaning on the show yet? I've done a couple songs on the show.
I don't know. That's pretty funny, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, back to your poop topic. I do want to confess something, since no one I know ever listens to this podcast.
Only 35 people.
35 people. Let's see. I've had worms before.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do you know how you got them?
Yeah, I got them from my dog.
Yeah.
Who was like, I'm trying to think. She was about a year and a half old, and I lived on this farm, and she just like ran rampant and killed everything she could. Like, just, she was just a killer. And then she'd come in all sweet and innocent and get in bed with me and my boyfriend. She was just in bed with us all the time. And I remember one night waking up to like my rectum itching. And it was like, and then you just fall back asleep. And then it happened a couple nights in a row. And then after about the fourth night of waking up in the middle of the night, and I go in there for a good old dig, because it's like a hardcore itch that like wakes you up. You're like itching it, and you're like, oh my God, I'm totally itching my butthole.
Well, as Justin was here, he would say your butthole.
Yes. Uh-huh. I was really getting in. And it just...
And something grabbed on your
and
finger.
And it just... It seriously just hit me. Oh my God, I have worms. And I remember laying there and I'm like, yep, I have fucking worms. I'm waking up my boyfriend. I'm like, I have worms. And he's like, you're fucking nuts. And of course, he's looking for worms and can't find them.
Oh, he looked in your butt?
Yeah.
Looking in my butthole.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, he did. And...
That's good.
So I'm like completely convinced I have worms.
I'm sorry. Okay? That's like a whole level of relationship. Get on all fours.
Well, we did. This is the one who I was extremely intimate with and had this kind of relationship with, and then he'd like get super abusive with me like the next minute. But there was a very raw level of vulnerability with the two of us. We went through some crazy times together. So he convinces me I don't have worms, and I called my doctor, who was this amazing doctor that I went to for years, and I knew her front desk. And I mean, I was like, I know I have worms, and he thought I was crazy. So I call the nurse at the front desk, and I'm like, okay, so I think I have worms in my butt. And of course, she starts laughing, and that's exactly how I said it to her. And she's like, well, why do you think you have worms in your butt? And I'm like,
I love having relationships like that with my doctor.
Me too. It's like, I've never had that sense. And so I tell her like my symptoms. I'm like, it only happens at night. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. And she's like, oh, yeah, she totally have worms. Do you have a dog that sleeps with you? I'm like, yes, I do. And she's like, you live out in the country, right? Yes, I do. She's like, you have worms. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Do you need a stool sample or something? And she just starts laughing. She's like, nope, we just take your word for it that you're, like, being honest about your symptoms. So she wrote me a prescription for some dewormer. She also
did you have to do the
she
pill
wrote,
thing?
No, it was actually a pill. It was like
well,
some,
no, like you do for animals.
Yeah, no, it was like cocky and like cocky.
Yeah.
No,
your boyfriend's like
it.
Rubbing your throat.
I know. So
you have to take like, it like
he's
an
like
animal.
Pulling my mouth shut, making sure it doesn't like as it's spilling out my mouth. Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was just a pill, and then he had to take one too.
So I wonder if he had it and just didn't want to admit to it.
Because she said more than likely we both probably had it, being sexually active, and the fact that like I had it, yeah. and then we dewormed my dog, and we had to wash all the bedding and everything, and that.
So
was
how did like not to get super gross, but did that worm like crawl out of your dog's butt and crawl into yours?
Probably it was. Like, yeah. Well, it didn't like it wasn't like me. And my dog were like butt to butt. Like the worm crawled directly out of its butt, but most likely it shed in the bed.
And like
and then
found its way into your butt.
We were very sexually active in the bed and we're naked in the bed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. Yeah, there's more than a few holes that it can get in.
Well, thank God it just went into the butthole.
But it was seriously, you guys, it's just like, I don't even know. Like, I just want to let you guys know, like, if you ever get worms, like the worms that are in your butt, you know it. Like, I never heard of what the symptoms were before, but it literally was like, oh my God, I have worms. Like, there was just no doubt in my mind.
Well, I will.
And if you put light on them.
Well, yeah, they came out.
No, they don't. They go away. They come out in the dark, and then they come out when your body temperature is getting, which happens when you sleep, your body temperature rises. So that's why they're active. And that's why you, like, I couldn't feel it during the day, but, like.
Yeah.
Once my body, like.
Oh my God. That's
now so you guys know why your dog licks his ass in the middle of the night.
Because it's got worms.
We don't have a dog.
Now we know why your dog licks.
I'm talking to our 35 listeners.
Oh.
Now you guys all know a really embarrassing story about me.
Well,
so,
I was just sitting here
thinking. What's the most embarrassing
like,
thing that's ever happened to you, Christine?
We've already done this. We've already had this.
I know. I feel like I've talked about my.
I was not feeling this podcast, and I think we're off to a good start.
Good job with the poop start.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing gets better than worms in your.
I can't believe it. Have you guys ever.
Worms in your butthole.
Did you guys ever watch the Sarah Silverman program? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Listeners out there, I know someone out there has watched it. It is so funny.
I'm familiar with Sarah Silverman. She's funny as shit.
Sarah Silverman program is supposed to be kind of like a little, like, 30-minute episode of, like, a story. It's a storyline, and she's a character in it, and, like, her sister's in it, and, like, it's, every single line in it is hilarious. Like, you can rewatch it and rewatch it and rewatch it and rewatch it, and every, like, you're like, oh, my God. But she talks a lot about poop. So she's, like, kind of our kind of humor.
I like our kind of humor.
Me too. Poop humor. This is a poop song.
I'm just thinking of the amazing name of the podcast. I don't know what it'll be, but.
The Poop Podcast?
Yeah.
Poop Podcast.
We're back to our roots.
I know. I feel like
seriously.
We almost need to rename it.
25 weeks in.
I can't believe we've been doing this 25 weeks. That's
or no,
crazy.
24 weeks. It's
okay, let's like
the
half
first
a year.
Episode was a short one.
Yeah.
And then the next day we did the first episode with Justin.
Now, so. For those of you who listened to the first podcast, Jeff's toenails are out of control again. And he was saying it the other night, and I.
She said, I can't get athlete's foot of the eyeball.
I said, I'm not risking athlete's foot of the eyeball. So I don't know if you.
I laughed so hard. That's still one of my favorite.
It shot in
that
my eye!
Yeah, she used to cover her coffee cup.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, if I have to cut your toenails, I'm wearing like eye guard this time. Protective glasses.
Yeah. So, Jeff wasn't feeling like it tonight, but I'm glad that we were off to a good start.
Powered through.
And another thing that we talked about, and you were like, no, we can't talk about it, like, best shows you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to talk about the worst shows you've ever seen.
The, like, music or anything?
The worst show I ever saw? Oh, God.
The worst one that comes right to my mind I think they were called Gasoline Angels or something like that, and they opened for Queens of the Stone Age in Eugene.
Okay.
And they fucking sucked. Like, I didn't like anything about it, and I was so mortified because I love Queens of the Stone Age, but it made me think, like, oh my god, is this whole thing gonna suck? And of course, it didn't.
Well, not when Queens came on.
No.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awful.
I don't know if I have the worst show. I can tell you the one I'm most embarrassed that I've gone to see.
Ooh, let's hear that one.
Ooh.
So I bet you I've got you beat.
Well,
but I have
know.
A young age factor.
I
have you beat.
When I was probably 17, my boyfriend at the time got us tickets to go see Cher.
Oh my god, I would love it. Really?
Okay, so that's
not embarrassing. Oh my god, I thought it was an amazing performance.
It actually, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And she wore, like, do you remember that one video where she's like, goes out into like a field? Yes! With all like the Navy guys or just dudes or something in it, and she's wearing this like black unitard thing where it's like striped basically across her boot and everything else is see-through.
Yeah.
She wore that with like black boots on stage.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot.
That is really
but
hot.
When people, I think now I am proud that I saw it, or not proud, but happy I saw it.
Yeah.
But at the time,
yeah.
Like, I'm a high school kid. They're like, oh, what'd you do this week? I'm like, went to go see Cher. Yeah.
I'm not wearing my t-shirt to school on Monday.
I know.
So I have a question about that. So if you are the girl and you are embarrassed about going to Cher, what about the guy?
He wanted to go see her. Like,
is he a drag queen now?
I have no idea.
Well, no, that's a valid question.
I haven't talked to him in like 30. Well, I'm not that old.
I mean,
because
the
like,
drag community really loves Cher.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were listening to Cher Radio at work today.
I just wonder, Cher. Though, because you were so embarrassed. Like, what about the guy?
I don't know. Like, honestly, it was so long ago. I probably liked her at the time. But now I'm probably embarrassed that I went.
You're
like
embarrassed now or then?
I was embarrassed then. I was embarrassed then.
So
I
what about
being
him?
Embarrassed. Honestly, I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I need that information.
I know.
Who opened for her? Celine Dion?
I know, right? It was probably like NSYNC or something.
Whitney Houston.
There you go.
There you go.
That'd be like a freaking concert.
That actually would be a good concert.
I was so embarrassed at the time, but now I'm proud.
Now I'm so proud.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know if I'm proud. I started
I know
it
about
when
the
I was
guy.
Embarrassed.
I know.
What was his name?
Dave.
Dave. What is up with Dave right now?
He probably spent a lot of money on those tickets. I'm sure she was not cheap to see.
He probably did. And the first concert I ever saw was Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good one.
That was a good concert.
Yeah.
They played at like a local amusement park and we went. I was probably 15. Okay. That was like the first one I ever went with friends.
Nice.
That was good. It was way before they became popular.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I saw them and Butthole Surfers at the...
Yeah.
At the, remember we stayed in Seattle to go see
Power
Solo?
Yeah.
They played at that arena, Key Arena.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I know, I was going through my old, my friend had her birthday recently that I've been friends with since I was 4. Like a very long childhood friend. And I was going through, like, I don't know if you ever did this when you were like a kid and in high school and college, made like a memory book where you like, you put all your like ticket stubs of things and stuff. And I was showing him my ticket stubs from college. I had seen the Ramones. And they showed up at our, like, college spring fest. Like, it was this field of just, like, tractor trailers pulled up with kegs. And college kids in a big field and just band after band after band. Like, the Pixies, I think, were there.
Oh,
it was just so cool.
Jesus.
I know, it was a really good lineup.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of good shows in college.
So you still haven't told us your worst show.
I don't think I have a worst show. I really don't. Like a worst show. I can't think of one.
Mine was best and worst on the same show.
Yeah. Maybe disappointing. We saw Alanis Morissette, like, in person, and she didn't sound like she did.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she had a cold.
That's what I was thinking. She was really, like, I really liked her. And
maybe she had a cold, don't you think? Finger guns.
Like I thought she'd belt him out and then I was like,
yeah.
But maybe she was sick. You never know.
Yeah.
Those live shows they do back to back to back to back to back. It was
the
like,
same songs over and over and over and over.
I still love her though. She's one of my favorites. Anyways, so you?
Okay, the worst show I ever saw, and I can't imagine anyone ever topping it, was Hank Williams Jr. Worst show I've ever seen. He came to Columbus, Ohio, which lots of shows come through Columbus, and there's so many different venues. And I honestly think I got tickets. I saw it come up on, you know, one of my sites I was checking out, and they were like $28. And I just thought, you know, for $28, that's going to be, that's a cool evening. Like,
yeah.
Where else are you going to go see Hank Williams Jr., right? So me and my friend went, and we ended up, it was like on a Friday night, we got hung up at work, didn't get there in time, and we ended up not getting there until set break. And it was at the, where was it at? It was at, oh my gosh. Anyways, where the Buckeyes play basketball, in the basketball arena. So, Matthew, no, nope, that's the Ducks. Anyways, so we show up, and it's set break, and,
What do you mean by set break?
Well, like they've...
The opening act.
No, okay. Like they're taking a break. Like...
Oh.
Like they, you know, like a lot
so
of times like for
played.
A long show. No, they'll play and then take a break and then come back on.
Yeah,
and
but
play.
They already played and then they're going to play again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you missed all the good shit.
Well, it's not the encore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were probably like 40, 50 minutes late for it. And we show up. And, of course, I'm still actively drinking, and it goes around in a big circle, and every single beer beverage place we go to is like, sorry, beer, we closed the beer, like, we shut the beer down, every place we're going, they shut the beer down, like, we were ordered to shut the beer, no more alcohol, they shut the alcohol down, okay? The crowd was insane and hammered. And luckily, we found one person that was like, all right, here, let me pour you a couple drafts and double us up and, you know, tipped him big. And, like, we go in there. He is so inebriated. He'd get into, like, a song and then, like, get a couple verses into it and then, like, fuck the whole thing up and switch over to another song. This went on for 20 minutes. It was this drunken jam fest that, like, you couldn't even like tap your foot to, and the crowd was like insane. And me and my friend's a musician, and not a judgmental type. He's like down for any kind of show to go to. And I mean, it was comical how awful it was. I mean, I was like, holy shit, dude, get a fucking grip. Like, people pay to see you play your music, and like, yeah.
That's
sad. So that was the worst show I've ever seen. Just because, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of wasted musicians up there and they still can hold it together. Like, dude couldn't hold it together.
So what about most embarrassing?
Most embarrassing?
Yeah, like the most embarrassing show.
Like hers was Cher.
Oh, okay.
Like, you went,
like at the time she felt embarrassed.
Why did you make
Well, I want to know about Dave. I think Dave's a drag queen.
Well, the first show I ever went to, and I'm not really embarrassed by it because I think it's pretty cool, is I did see Tiffany and New Kids on the Block open for her.
Oh my god, I would have loved that.
So
shit.
That's pretty
As
awesome.
A kid,
like,
I
it,
that was
it,
awesome.
It was unbelievable. It was like, I think I was probably 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like totally Joey.
Oh my god. It was unbelievable. I remember like standing on the bleacher chairs, like, because we were too short to like see above anybody, like,
My god, that's so cute.
Yeah,
that's
and I know great. That like I know. And when I was back in Ohio going through all my old stuff, I have this puffy paint sweatshirt. Do you remember when puffy paint?
Oh god, yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know why, but I can't get rid of this puffy paint sweatshirt from the third grade, because me and my best friend made it. Katie Kurensik, shout out to you, my best friend in third grade.
Yo Katie.
And it does, I wrote on the arm, New Kids on the Block, and on the other arm I wrote, like, there's something about Jonathan on one arm.
Oh, you like Jonathan?
I did, I was a Jonathan
that
fan.
That was like, he was like the
you
older one.
You liked Donnie.
I liked Joey.
Joey.
I mean, come on, man, he was the cute one.
Well, he was kind of immature, he was like a boy, it's like, he wasn't even a man.
I'm trying to think, I'm older than you, so if you were 7,
so
I was probably
like you're like a pedophile. You're like,
like 12 when they came out. I was a kid when they came out. So, like, when we were kids, I don't know if you ever got, like, my friend and I used to get Tiger Beat magazine.
Oh, my God.
And we'd go through
it. I would, like, save up my allowance. My parents did not like me having them because they thought they were junk. And, like, I cut out the pictures and put them all over your room.
And I have, like, all over. And then, like, I remember when I got my first locker in, like, the 7th grade, I cut out all the pictures and everything. I taped them all up in my locker.
Yeah.
I had Kirk Cameron. I was obsessed with Kirk Cameron. And now he's, like, a total, like, Christian. But I loved him. And I remember I always wanted to go see or watch Growing Pains.
Yeah.
And I could never watch it because it was always on Thursday nights when I had gymnastics. And I, like, this was pre-DVD, pre-VHS tape, you know. Like, you just couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
And I remember I'd come home. And I'd run all the way home and I could watch like the last 5 minutes to catch my Kirk Cameron, and Cheers was always on at the same time on a different stage.
Your parents
and my
dad
was like,
Cheers,
I'm watching Cheers.
I'm watching Cheers.
Like, I just want to watch Growing Pains.
That's
a good concept.
Episode's turned into a teeny bopper heartthrob episode.
Oh my God.
80s flashback. 70s, 80s flashback. I've seen some good concerts, though, I will say,
so,
in my lifetime.
I wasn't embarrassed at the time, but I am now.
Okay.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. Just because I'm like, ugh.
Oh,
but
my God,
I loved Oak Ridge Boys at the time. And I saw them at the State Fair with my parents. And then that was the very first show I went to that I can remember. My mom took me to Tower of Power when I was little.
I've never heard of Tower of Power.
It's a funk band.
Okay.
Famous funk band.
Like the Grand Funk Railroad?
No, that's white dudes.
Okay.
These are all black guys.
Okay.
And then the second show I went to was, it was Pete Townshend's son opened for the Pretenders.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was when Song Brass and Pocket was famous.
Wait, what's that guy's name?
Simon Townsend.
Simon Townsend, okay. And you're embarrassed about that?
No, I was embarrassed about Oak Ridge Boys now.
Oh. But you just had to... You're still embarrassed. You had to throw in, like, a cool name. Like, but I've also seen...
Well, that was the second show that I saw.
Okay.
Like
after that. And then it was Chicago after that.
Oh, okay.
You've seen some good shows. I've seen so few shows compared to you.
Well,
since we started dating,
I haven't seen
so
a lot of shows like that. Then I hardly saw anything. I'd see like local club shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Queens of Stone Age.
You've seen quite a bit of them.
Yeah, like 7 times. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Rather.
Well, I saw them. The first time I saw them there was with Nine Inch Nails at the Memorial Coliseum. And Queens of Stone Age sound sucked ass. I mean, it was fucking awful.
They're like
Nine Inch Nails came on, and literally it was like a square stage, and they had gauze, like white see-through, like curtain from the very top of the ceiling. I mean, hundreds of feet all the way down, around, and they played inside that with lights in there, Nine Inch Nails, and the sound was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, holy crap. Oh, it doesn't sound like that live.
I don't want to say it. That's like my favorite Nine Inch song.
She doesn't want to say I fucked you.
I want to feel you from the inside.
All right. Elvira.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oom-papa,
who sings that one? Elvira.
Isn't that the Oak Ridge Boys?
Is that Oak Ridge Boys? That's funny.
Yeah. One of the best shows I've ever seen was Ryan Adams. You guys listen to Ryan Adams?
Sing me a song.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's, like, so many that, like, are blending in my head right now.
Sing me a song, you're the piano man.
That'd be a good concert to go to.
Let's see. Young girl, do me wrong. I can't even sing it. I can't sing it. I don't know.
Ryan Adams.
He has, like, he cranked out album after album after album. I think he's one of the greatest American songwriters of our time. People don't really know about him. He actually married Mandy Moore.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, me too. I don't think they're together anymore. But he's also known, and the Cardinals is his band. He has solo albums. He's just absolutely fucking brilliant. And I got tickets to go see him in Columbus when I was living there. And it's at this place where it's usually like, they sell, you know, a couple rows of seats and then it's standing room. And then they have like a balcony. And, you know, we get there and there's nothing but seats. He wants everyone. He's like this control freak. Everyone must sit down. He's also, I don't know what his sobriety is right now, but he was at the time sober and didn't want any alcohol served during the show. So like everyone goes to a show and just is like wants their booze, you know.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a little weird, like, from the start, thinking, how am I going to get through this show without any booze? And, like, you just sit down, and I'm not kidding you, he played for, like, 3 hours, took a 10-minute smoke break, came back. I mean, I think his show is almost, I mean, I think his total show is, like, almost 4 hours. I have it live still on my...
Wow, that's crazy.
It was, I can't believe, I've never heard anybody play for that long in my life, and it was...
Well, that's not like an hour, if that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Like, it was just, like, holy crap. I can't believe that he's just keeps on playing.
Looks pretty cool.
So if you ever get a chance to see him, he's worth it, even if he's not like your style of music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest show I went to, I would say, so I was very like preppy in high school, I think would probably be the best way to term it, back in the 90s.
But you like
you
grunge
were a gymnast.
I know. But I did, well, I like grunge rock in college. Like, I loved alternative in college, but in high school, I was, like, yeah, gymnastics,
cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader in college, and just totally, like, totally dorky. So, we had the opportunity to go see Grateful Dead and Steve Miller Band in Buffalo.
Oh, nice.
And I was so out of place.
Yeah, that's
so. So, I show up in my, like, I have my, like, my belt that's, like, a hippie belt that's, like, threaded belt that I, like, put in like my through my loops and my jeans, and then I had like my Grateful Dead T-shirt, but tucked in, and my poof back in the day.
Old Roof, we call her.
I know my mom reminded me of that. She goes, "We called it the Roof," but that was a good show. But I just remember being like, I've always enjoyed that music. I loved Steve Miller. I love the Grateful Dead sound. But I just remember thinking when we were walking through the stadium, like it was in the Buffalo Bills stadium, like it was so huge, it was in a football stadium.
Yeah, I mean the Grateful Dead just, it's all
yeah, and like people were like so like high and they're just dancing and like the staircases like to go down to all the seats and just the music is flowing. And at the time, I think now I would obviously like...
You
would like
be a
I would be more integrated into it, but at the time I was so just like sheltered.
We were given tickets for seats,
know,
and why aren't we able to get
exactly.
the seats?
I was like, I felt so out of place.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is super like, yeah. Why are these people? It was just really funny. It was a really good show, and I really liked it. But now I would totally be like, yeah, let's dance.
Yeah,
you know? It would be way cooler. But yeah. So never felt more
I was
out of place
thinking
in the
that
show.
You became like a hippie for a couple days. Like it was like
no.
precious. You're like, I want to be part of this movie.
I was,
and then you're like,
I was,
you're like, oh, I've got gymnastics practice.
I no, I was well aware of how out of place
the
I
grandma
was.
And the director and her came out.
I wanted to be cool.
That girl doesn't have any shoes on, and where's my seat?
That's so funny. It was a really, really good show, though. I have really enjoyed it. That's probably one of my favorite shows I've ever seen. So, anyways, we got some topics written over there.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's. Are you writing the song down?
Maybe.
If animals could talk, what would be the rudest animal?
Ooh.
Oh fuck! Probably crows.
Oh really?
Well, it wouldn't be. They wouldn't be rude.
They
but
would be
they're
like,
just gonna be so talkative.
You.
They're over talking.
They're like the guys.
And it's gonna be like, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
They're like the Muppet guys.
They're like, no! No!
What's the guys?
No!
What's the guys
that's
in the balcony?
That's good.
What?
What's the guys in the balcony and the Muppets?
Oh, Waldorf and Statler.
That's what crows are. Because they sit along the line and they like judge everyone as they walk by.
Well, crows would be one for sure. Maybe not rude, but it would be rude like how much they talked. What's something else?
A rude animal. Oh gosh, I don't know.
Cats.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Probably.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I think you'd get a lot of, fuck you.
Yeah.
You already do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but words.
Words, because they can talk.
Yeah, because that was the question, babe. Come on.
No, I...
Stay with me.
Because now it's like, meh.
Yeah. Meh.
Okay. Oh, my God, I love that one.
Yeah.
That cat is nice.
I know. It's a southern cat.
I'm just licking the worms in my butthole.
Not to like totally completely change the subject, but I've been so obsessed with the koala bears in Australia. I can't even help it. Like I keep watching something about it. I feel like I need to.
You should do something about it. There's a lot of things you should do.
And I'm like, babe, look how cute these koala bears are. They need help.
Okay, so here's a good one.
Okay.
What body part do you wish you could detach and why?
Huh.
I would say my tongue so then I could lick my butthole.
For real?
I wish. Is this. I
was, no, actually, what I was originally thinking was like oral sex, but then I thought, oh my God, I have to throw that in there because.
So if you detach your tongue, then you hang on to it and it's going like this?
I don't know.
They make like.
I know, if it's detachable, then you still have to operate.
There is nothing. I don't want anything.
I want my toes temporarily detached so it makes it easier to cut my toenails.
Oh, there you go. See?
Because what are the reach?
If something can detach, something will get lost.
I would hate to lose a toe.
I hate to lose my tongue.
Yeah.
I feel hot. I have a gay cuente.
Oh, my God.
That's a good teasy for
Wednesday. Hey,
what was she popular from? Was it MTV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
A VJ.
Oh,
well, she was wasn't she on the Olympic varsity team? Was that like what started her?
I have honestly no idea.
Is she beach volleyball?
She looks like she would.
I think that's how her career started. Google. Hey Siri. Was Daisy Fuentes a volleyball player?
Daisy Fuentes is a Cuban American television host, comedian, and model.
Model.
Fuentes broke barriers as MTV's first Latina VJ and is Revlon's first Latina spokesperson to be signed to a worldwide contract.
Okay, well, cool. Was she a volleyball player?
You have to directly ask Siri.
Hey Siri, was Daisy Fuentes a volleyball player?
Okay, I found this on the web for Was Daisy Fuentes a volleyball player? Check it out.
Not helpful.
I don't want to check it out. You're supposed to tell me.
I don't like Siri. Okay. She's not ever very helpful.
Wow.
She irritates me sometimes. He's always like, hey Siri. I'm like, how about I just Google it?
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Oh my gosh. Stolen part of our plant.
Seriously.
Jesus, Justin. Way to make the podcast when you're not even here.
Butthole. I don't know. That's so weird. I honestly don't know. Have you ever like gone to someone's house though and like something horrible has happened when you're there and you like try to fix it?
Like you clogged their toilet or something.
Yeah.
That exact thing.
Yeah, that has happened to me too. I'm like, oh my God, I can't get it to flush.
Yes.
So last time I was over here, I was outside smoking a cigarette and I wanted to come in and hide it from mom and dad and I decided to flush my cigarette butts down your toilet in your basement and it wouldn't flush. So then I had to fish him out.
Oh, you fished him out?
Yes, I fished him out. It was disgusting.
Oh, that's so funny. That toilet downstairs is not flushed very well. I don't know why. That's so funny. Yeah.
What about you?
You
clogged someone's toilet.
Yeah,
did you ever
shit
flow it?
And it wouldn't, and it clogged.
Yeah.
Did it ever flow?
No. Close.
Yeah. I was at.
But I couldn't fix it, and I had to go out and say it.
Yeah.
I fixed mine. I went to my boyfriend's in college, his parents' house one summer.
Let me guess. Dave?
No. And we, like, were so ridiculously inappropriate. It was not inappropriate, but going into my sophomore year, and we spent a day in bed, and the parents didn't say anything. You know, it was, like, a super awesome day. And I had to go to the bathroom, and I had to go potty, and
which means poop, everybody.
And I couldn't, it wouldn't go down. So, like, I just had this amazing, like, sexual day with him, and, like, it was awesome. And I didn't want to be like, oh, my crap isn't going down the toilet. I eventually got it to go down. Like, I, like, broke out of there. I found a plunger in the other bathroom. Meanwhile, he's still in the bedroom. I go back upstairs. I unclog the toilet. Meanwhile, you know, you try to walk back in, still looking sexy. he just went clean and poop out.
So, did you ever think that there would be a time in your life that you would be telling that story while it's being recorded?
All 35 people were listening? No. So, Greg, Micah, his last name was. I'm sorry I clogged your toilet when I was, I think, a sophomore.
You unclogged it.
I did unclog it, and you never knew, because I never told him. Wow. I was super embarrassed. I remember, too, like, I was going to go visit. He had, like, a wedding. They had a wedding that they needed to go to, so I got permission to go. It's totally off topic. And I remember being like, I'm going to get some sexy pajamas. And I got this, like, little short set and a, like, button-down shirt set. And I remember being in that, like, running down to the bathroom trying to find the plunger. It just looks like I'm wearing, like, this silky, like, nighty set, and I'm looking for a fucking plunger. Anyways.
That wasn't off topic.
Okay. Felt a little off topic.
That was the same story you just told.
I know. It was just
same topic.
Funny, like, the pajama part was not relevant, I think, but it was just really funny.
Tell us more.
That's all I have.
Okay.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
Most embarrassing thing somebody's done in your house.
Oh, yeah, in our house, yeah.
And then we had to change it to something we could speak to.
Yeah. What else you got, Kearney? What about the one that I was like, if you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would you have dinner with? That's a hard one. I know who I would have.
Who?
My grandfather. I feel like he was a pretty amazing man, and I didn't get to know him during my time with him. I think I would say actually both my grandfathers. Because I never met my father's dad. He died when I was really little. So, I would love to, like... reconnect with them and get to know them as people. Not the stories I hear about them, but get to know them on my own. You know?
That'd be a really long dinner.
I'd have to have two separate dinners, one for each of them.
Oh,
it would be a really long
Really long dinner. Both of them?
Yeah.
Like a 3-month dinner.
That would be amazing.
I mean, how do you...
What if they got into a big argument? It was like, I can't believe that your daughter... my daughter is not good enough for your son, and they got married, and then, wait, they're not married anymore.
No.
Thank God they got divorced.
That would be awkward. I would just want to know about him. I'd be like, listen, you don't get to make judgment on anything else. If I'm having this fictitious dinner with a dead person.
And then he's all like, oh, so, like, it's your rules only. You bring me here, and, like, I can't whatever.
That's what the Ouija says, my rules.
Yeah,
I can say goodbye.
You better have a fucking Ouija and some crystals and shit to make me stop.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have anybody that you're doing?
Probably Josh.
Oh, yeah. How did I not? I should have guessed that.
Yeah.
You love
him. I don't have any family I want to dig up and eat dinner with.
Yeah, I really don't either.
It doesn't have to be family, just anyone. Like, any, like, historical figure.
Joe Strummer.
I don't even know
who
that is.
Joe Strummer.
Joe Strummer from The Clash?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I love him.
Me too. Oh.
But I don't know what he was like, so.
You ever seen The Future as Unwritten?
Probably.
It's like a documentary that he made? like right before he died. He was they were actually filming it when he died, and the producers finished it. It's a very, really amazing film.
Have to look at it.
Mm-hmm. You really should. It's when he was like trying to reinvent himself and was like going to radio stations and just trying to like, they're like, who are you? Who? They're like, oh yeah, Rock the Cast Ball. Like, he's like, well, there's more to me than that. Like, you know? He was really a funny, wise man.
I feel like a lot of the like lead singers to bands, when you listen to them on their documentaries or whatever, they all have a really surprisingly grounded stance on things.
Yeah.
Like even listening to some of the things that Josh has to say, because you'll pull him up on YouTube and he'll do interviews. I don't know why it surprises me, because you think that they have this like crazy life where they're playing shows and surrounded by women and alcohol and all like things that are probably bad for them, but they have all, I don't know, they just have such.
Well, Josh kicked a lady in the face.
Interesting things to say.
You know,
yeah.
Like they fall to their demons, they're real people. My whole thing is probably, and what I meant by I didn't know Joe Strummer. I don't know Josh. I don't know any of these people. Like, I've never hung out.
I don't know who Josh is. You just sounded like
Josh Homme.
Oh,
Queens of the Stone Age lead singer.
Queens of the Stone Age.
But I think that we all wear these masks around people, and we don't reveal ourselves all the way. You know, and I think that's the case for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said 3 months. Dinner, because it would, I mean, how do you get to know somebody?
Yeah,
it takes a while.
Yeah.
You have to see them, like, you know, bad and good. And
where are we at?
What?
Time-wise.
I don't know. The thing's all the way over there.
I know, that's your job.
Well, it looks like we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with a song. Looks like we're back. And we have this little thing we like to do, and it goes something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. J2K. J2K. It's Corrine's birthday. Hooray! I just wanna be done so I can eat the cake.
Need your arms around me.
I know.
J2K. Corn, worm poops, and don't forget Tiger Beat magazine.
For Cameron, we love you.
We do.
J2K. So, I know you don't care, but we're still on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at J2K Podcast. We're also available for emails at J2KPodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, that was episode 25. Happy birthday, Corrine.
Justin, I missed you.
We miss you, Justin. And